On the podcast I did with Jordan Cooper, the tech douchebags, I made a comment that we're all douchebags about something. And I think one of the things I'm a douchebag about is where my content is hosted or how my content is, managed. Because it seems like every few years I get bored of the way I have done something. And, you know, for no other reason than that, really, is I decide, okay, I'm done and I'm going to do something else. And every time I swear that this is the last time I'm going to change it or whatever. And now this is the problem we have, right? The problem I have is that I'm just not happy. And, you know, this time I'm justifying the change by, as a result of, well, I'm trying to save money because, as much as a DreamHost has been okay by me, I'm not really thrilled about paying $100 and something a year when I'm not even using much of the functionality. So rather than pay that, I'm going to try a couple of other things and, I'm going to use a couple of servers, a cPanel and a virtual private server at 123 Systems. And, that should be cheaper. And also moving some of the stuff from Posthaven, which finally allows an export of content, and move it to 10 Centuries because, well, I think they're, I think what Jason Irwin's doing there is, I'd say it's, Posthaven's in probably in the same, boat in terms of, what they're trying to do, make it a place you can post your content forever. But I like some of the social integration that Jason is going to add to 10 Centuries version 3. So that's where I think it will be. It'll have more value to me. At least right now the prices are a bit cheaper. So he's also not clearly part of the venture capital tech douchebagosphere type, guys, because the guys from Posthaven were, they sold Posterous, or they left Posterous and rebuilt it as Posthaven after the fact. So, they've already made their money they're trying to, do kind of, as I say, they're doing a subset of what Jason is doing, I think, honestly, I guess that's how I'm rationalizing the move this time, is that I'm saving money. Hey, look at this. But, and I get to go play with all the tools again and do things like move websites and stuff. The nice thing about the way I've done this, done phoneboy.com in particular, is that it's really easy to move a website because it's all static content. The only thing I have to wait for is the DNS to propagate. And then, in the intervening 2 or 3 days while that happens, I update both places. But at the end of the day, I don't need to have, I don't need to have a huge infrastructure, at least publicly, in order to serve the content. And heck, I could have served it on S3, but, Amazon S3, but I realized that that potentially opens me up for a denial of service on my wallet, because while S3 is in Amazon Web Services in general is pretty good. You pay by the bit, you pay for everything. And so, if it follows the same usage patterns, then, it would be maybe a little bit cheaper, but if somebody decides they were really wanting to be a douchebag and just continually download files from my S3 archive, all over and over again. That could mean I have a high bandwidth bill. So I really didn't want to open myself up for that. And I'd just rather have my site shut down, that would be what happens now, because I'm not going to have unlimited. Of course, you never really have unlimited anyway, because if you really are consuming a lot of bandwidth, then you tend to get talked to anyway. So at the end of the day, I'd prefer not to have a denial of service against my wallet. So this is why I'm doing that. So anyway, hopefully you haven't noticed any issues with phoneboy.com. I know how to do all this DNS moving and stuff like that and make it pretty transparent. So, we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming, I guess, tomorrow.